is literally, it has no basis in fact in any way.
Have you received any money from that business dealing?
No.
At all? Not 1 cent?
Not 1 cent.
As for Republicans also wondering how Hunter Biden got on the board of a Ukraine gas company while his father was vice president, ABC News' Amy Robach also asked him, did he have any Ukraine or natural gas expertise?
No, but I think that I had as much knowledge as anybody else that was on the board, if not more.
Now, as Democrats keep investigating the president's call to Ukraine's leader asking for a Biden investigation in their impeachment inquiry, ex-Trump aide Fiona Hill was questioned yesterday.
Hill is the former senior director for Russian and Eurasian affairs who spent 10 hours in closed-door testimony Monday telling lawmakers that she confronted top Trump administration officials about the activities of President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani. But Giuliani denies any wrongdoing, telling Fox News his contact with Ukrainian officials was set up with the State Department.
Fox's Sean Langel. Russia says it will not allow Turkish and Syrian government forces to clash. This as Turkey's military keeps bombing Kurdish targets in Syria. President Trump's warning he'll destroy Turkey's economy. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Vice President Mike Pence will lead a high-level delegation to Turkey to call on the nation's leader to stop its incursion into northern Syria.
To implement an immediate ceasefire and to begin to negotiate with Kurdish forces in Syria to bring an end to the violence.
This is the Trump administration implements sanctions on Turkey, including a 50% tariff on Turkish steel. And lawmakers work on a bipartisan package of penalties targeting the nation's leadership, as well as banning arms sales. Dave.
Rachel, the Fort Worth, Texas police officer who shot and killed a woman through the window of her own home on Saturday is now free on bond the morning after Aaron Dean quit and then was charged with murder. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to keeping your small business's valuable information safe, Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. Running your own small business is a big challenge, but with the right partner, it's a lot easier. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
The manhunt continues around Silver Spring, Maryland, the day after a police officer was murdered.
Baltimore County Acting Police Chief Marcus Jones says they are looking at Officer Thomas Bamba's death as a homicide, but we'll see what conclusions they are led to.
Through medical examiner information, through further investigation, through information that we may be able to develop via a video.
Police say Bamba called in a confrontation with suspicious subjects. Chief Jones says Bamba was found shot at a parking garage.
We have no video at this time of evidence that shows any suspects.
Only Officer Bamba's gun was at the scene. Police do say the public is not in danger. Officer Bamba is survived by a wife and two children. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
That was in Montgomery County in Maryland. A former white police officer in Georgia was acquitted of murder in the 2015 shooting of a black man who was unarmed but naked. The jury did, however, find Robert Olson guilty of aggravated assault and other charges for shooting the man who was acting erratically outside an apartment complex. Olson could get more than 30 years in prison. A man who died in Ireland gets one last laugh at his mourner's expense.
There's something about Irish funerals, especially when the dearly departed was a lifelong prankster. As mourners gathered for Shea Bradley's burial in Dublin, they suddenly heard him. It was a recording, of course. Shea's daughter, Andrea, says it was her father's dying wish to give his friends one last laugh. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise. Dow futures are moving higher before the opening bell. In baseball's playoffs, the Washington Nationals are on the brink of their first trip to the World Series after beating St. Louis 8-1. To take a 3-0 lead in the National League Championship Series, they could finish a sweep of the Cardinals tonight. Today, earlier, Game 3 of the American League Series, Houston and New York tied 1-1. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Each November, the Decatur Public Schools Foundation honors outstanding alumni at Celebrate the Legacy of Learning. Join us Saturday, November 9th to recognize the accomplishments of Sarah Elizabeth Ipple, Eisenhower Class of 1998, and Jim McElroy, Stephen Decatur High School Class of 1969. The gala also honors District 61's Outstanding Educator for 2019. Students from the Duane O. Andreas Ag Academy will host this special event. Millikan University welcomes you to their campus for this annual tradition, and seating is limited. To reserve yours today, call 362-3042. Thank you to ADM, Caterpillar, First Mid Bank and Trust, BLDD Architects, First Mid America Credit Union, Tate & Lyle, Black & Company, Aramark, Millikan University, WAND, The Herald & Review, WSOY, and now Decatur, Newhoff Media, and every community partner who supports enriched learning opportunities for young people. Call the Decatur Public Schools Foundation at 362-3042 to reserve your seats and celebrate the legacy of learning. Harry.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
40% chance we could see some showers, thunderstorms today. Maybe after 4 p.m. Increasing clouds and highs near 69 degrees. Then for tonight, 20% chance of showers, thunderstorms. Lows around 41 degrees. Wednesday, we're looking at partly sunny skies. Highs near 54. Thursday, sunny. Highs near 58 degrees. It is 47 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, October 15th edition of Byers & Company. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We've got Brad Underwood tickets to give away for Thursday night and Mike Claiborne. Redbird Report. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. We are live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur, loving the Dodge Durango. Part of our Charlie 10. You know why? Got some giddy-up.
Well, it's a Dodge.
Well, but do you just assume every Dodge has giddy-up?
They do giddy-up pretty well.
They do?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's deceptive because it's a very clean-looking SUV. Small but not tiny, very sleek lines. It's all black. But, man, when you're at the stoplight and the light turns green, you get a little, I love it. Love it.
It's pretty sweet.
It's a nice-looking car,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is. I like it.
You call it a car or a truck. And when you say truck, you know, I hear people refer to anything that's like an SUV
as
or above as a truck. What's the actual...
when I had an SUV, I called it a car, but I'd hear a lot of people call it a truck, so yeah. I don't know.
Well, I like it, and we'll be telling you more about that as we get to Scareport this weekend, part of our Charlie 10. With the Bob Brady Auto Group, they are literally taking over the world and doing it like in any lane you want to be in. I mean, they've got everything. We've had just about everything, but I thought a nice black SUV would be sweet for Scareport out
yes.
there.
Yes, it's perfect.
Now, we'll be out there with, I haven't decided how we're going to do a video or photos or what. It's in the dark.
Yeah.
The run itself.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we'd do like kind of Blair Witch look thing.
Yeah, we can.
That would be fun.
That's what I'm thinking.
So.
Runny noses and all.
What do you mean?
Have you ever seen Blair Witch Project?
Mm-hmm. Like 100 years ago.
Like the scene, she's basically like, the camera's up her nose and she's got a runny nose and she's crying and like there's just snot running down her face. It's like
I believe that's supposed to be like hyper-realism.
I think that's what they would call that, yes. But it's always the clip people use when they talk about Blair Witch is just her like right there, like it's like right up her nose.
I get it. Halloween is literally here, and we've got like no shortage of Halloween-style events. But I was reading this story this week that about scary clowns are like sort of everywhere
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Did we have, has this always been, I mean, the clowns have been a thing for a while.
Clowns have been a thing for a long time.
Hiding in dishes, prompting school lockdowns, right? There was an investigation or public demanded an investigation with the FBI. One poll ultimately concluded that characterized its burbling undercurrent of hysteria. That what is this new fascination or newfound fascination with clowns.
I don't think it's a new fascination.
Yeah.
But the idea of tying them to, there's always been people afraid of clowns. I mean, this people with the makeup and the whole thing. I mean, that's an actual phobia goes back, and it's a somewhat common phobia. But I think the idea of like that it's really, I think movies and things like that have really made it so that it's almost like cool.
Yeah.
To have like scary clowns now.
They have a Clownado movie on Sci-Fi, and they've got, if you see, I watch this Van Helsing show on Sci-Fi, so I don't watch a lot of Sci-Fi, but I see the commercials. And is there a, I don't know. There's all kinds of, there's a new clown. I don't get, I mean, I don't, first of all, it seems like Stephen King, right? Where the It book is how old? 30, 40 years old?
Yeah. Now, my Aunt Cindy loved clowns.
In what way?
Like, her apartment was covered in clown paintings and figurines and everything. I mean, it was everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Creepy. I hated them. Because they were like kind of the sad hobo clowns.
Yeah.
Like they were all the hobo clowns.
Right.
It wasn't like Bozo the clown that I actually liked.
Right.
And they scared me a little bit.
Okay.
But not like a phobia type thing. I mean, they were just kind of creepy at night. I was like,
well, there's the whole,
around.
I mean, you know, John Wayne Gacy painted clowns. I mean, there's all this sort of.
Yeah, you go back to like Poltergeist. There's the clown in the rocking chair.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always, they're just kind
of. The Joker.
Yeah, they're always.
I mean, that movie's like making more money than like they even thought possible.
Yeah.
There's Pennywise.
Yes. And now this new documentary on wrinkles.
Uh-huh.
Which I kind of want to see.
And evidently there's like, is it Captain Spaulding that was in Rob Zombie's, like the Devil's Rejects?
Yeah.
The Violator, which was the Spawn. Poltergeist had that clown doll.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned the one in the rocking chair that came out.
There was a zombie clown in Zombieland. By the way, I want to see that sequel
to
that.
I do too.
Don't you?
I really do.
It's like from the director of like Deadpool or whatever.
Yeah.
Who's Buster?
I don't know Buster.
In an episode of Masters of Horror, titled We All Scream for Ice Cream, killer clowns from outer space. There were some robotic space clowns in Doctor Who. Clearly the Joker. I mean, you could go through and list all of these clowns. Now, what is it that's inherently creepy about a clown, though, is what I want to know. There are kids that have this reaction to Ronald McDonald of just, they're terrified.
Yeah.
I remember we were out at McDonald's for the food drive thing we did with Gary out there.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember the employee that was just freaked out by Ronald McDonald?
Oh, yeah.
Like, not faking it.
No.
Freaked out.
She was petrified.
Yes. So what do you think it is?
I think it is.
Does it resort back to our childhood?
Yeah. I mean, clown makeup, and it's, I mean, you got the big, you know, usually, you think traditionally, you think big red nose.
Uh-huh.
Big oversized, like, you know, drawing around the mouth, big smile, crazy hair. I think whenever you put all that together and the white cake makeup on, under that, and it's like, okay, once you get just close enough to that and it's just not comfortable. And then, I don't know, I think there's something that's supposed to be entertaining for kids, but at the same time, petrifying.
Well, you think about sort of the circus, right? The clown car. You think about how iconic Ronald McDonald is. I mean, do you think that that would be as big as it is if it freaked everybody out?
Oh, I know. Ronald McDonald, Bozo, I mean, the clown.
Bozo the clown.
Yes, the clowns that made our childhood.
The thing with Bozo the clown is I was more than likely watching that like on a 9-inch black and white TV.
I was too. Oh, but I love Bozo.
But I mean, you didn't get that up close, like you said, the cake makeup, all that sort of creepy kind of thing.
I really think in it.
I bet if you were sitting in a back room with Bozo while he's smoking a Pall Mall.
Don't ruin my thoughts of Bozo.
No, but think about it. He's back
Bozo
there.
Bozo was back there handing candy to children.
I don't know. I bet he wasn't. I bet he was like swearing up a storm about his contract, drinking coffee and smoking cigs.
Stop. I don't want to hear that. I think there is something.
Well, at least Cookie was.
I don't think it's just clowns. I think there is something inherently creepy about taking something that should be innocent.
Yeah.
And making it creepy. So clowns, dolls is another thing. Dolls. Like the porcelain face dolls. We loved. They're creepy.
Yeah.
I think there is something like extra creepy when you put an evil thing on something that should be very innocent. It makes it more creepy.
Okay, that could be. Have you seen this Wrinkles the Clown trailer?
I mentioned that. That's the documentary I want to see.
I'm sorry. Did you say that? I must have totally blanked. It's a guy who lives in Naples, Florida, and he will literally, for a few hundred bucks, people hire him to scare their kids. Scare their children.
This guy hates kids.
See the image of him in the room with the kids sleeping?
Yeah. Well, it comes out
what
of
what parent would do that?
Parents that are...
Does he travel to Central Illinois?
I know, really. But now it's become a thing where, like, kids call him because you actually can call him and, like, leave a message. And he won't show his face, but he's, like, a retired vet and a veteran. I don't want to, like, not an animal vet.
Yeah.
Really doesn't like kids. So this is what he does with his time now. Parents can hire him.
But that's what John Wayne Gacy did in his spare time, too.
He was actually just a clown.
Yeah, but for hire.
Yeah.
Go to birthday parties.
This guy isn't hired to go to birthday parties.
Well, he will do birthday parties. He does attend he does all of that. But he also has this little niche where he literally will parents will use him.
He wears the scary face.
How creepy is that? And what kind of parent are you really? I mean, can I ask that question honestly? Who would do that to their child?
I wonder.
It's like trauma level.
I know. I wonder, and then I've seen some teenagers that I go, yeah, I'd do that. I mean, there's some of them I just like, yeah, I'd do that. I have encountered some teenagers, not my own, not his friends, but I have seen behavior where I go.
Would you watch this documentary? Yes. This guy did this with a Kickstarter campaign, the filmmaker.
I absolutely would see this documentary. I think it's fascinating. Because to hear this guy talk, he's just like, I hate kids. And he won't like let them show his face or anything.
This creepy 65-year-old clown will terrify your misbehaving kid for cash. That's the Washington Post article about this documentary. And I can't even imagine people in Naples, Florida, or can you imagine, first of all, doing this and then allowing it to be filmed for everyone else to consume?
Oh. I mean, I don't want video of my kid peeing his pants.
No.
Because that's exactly what would happen. I'd pee my pants. Can you imagine?
No. I wouldn't do this to someone. Let's see. He was recently hired to do by one mother looking for a way to reform her troublemaking 12-year-old. He was scared of clowns, and I showed up across the street from him at the bus stop. He just started crying in front of his friends and ran home. His mother called back a few days later and said, thank you. Now when he acts bad, she just has to ask him, do you want Wrinkles to come back?
Oh, you know what, though? That's okay.
It's not okay.
It is okay because you know
that is child abuse.
No, it's not. Then we were all abused as children.
Yeah.
I was told there was a good Santa and a bad Santa.
Okay, I'm just telling you there's something weird about using this kind of. Yeah, I can't imagine a parent doing this. I mean, there was literally in this documentary that I just saw the clip. Like him coming up out of a twin bed, night while someone is, while this kid's sleeping.
Yeah.
That could ruin you for life.
There's a trundle bed under a bed. And literally, it's sleep, it's night, and he comes out of the trundle bed. Which parents obviously put him in there. I mean,
That could ruin you for life.
I'd become a bedwetter real quick. Yeah. And tell you that.
I don't know.
Do you want Wrinkles to come back?
That's horrible.
That's horrible. And
anyway, we seem to have a newfound obsession this year with clowns. I mean, if you just look at the number of movies and documentaries and stuff that it's...
Well, you know, it's the year of the clown. There was the year of the zombie, the year of the vampire. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I wonder what's next.
I'm trying to think. I don't have the natural reaction to a clown like... When we go to see Ronald McDonald, I don't go, oh.
I'm not.
I can't think of anything creepier than if I pulled up to come into the radio station at 5:30 in the morning and there was one standing out there.
Yeah.
That would be pretty damn creepy.
It would. Like, I just imagine, like, standing there with a balloon, like a grimace on his face.
Yes. I'll get Wrinkles for your birthday or something like that, since you seem to be so fond of this. I can't believe you're defending these parents to do this.
Do you want me to have a heart attack? I mean, because I'm at the...
It's okay for a 12-year-old kid.
Because a 12-year-old kid's less likely to have a heart attack. I might have a heart attack. I'm at that age where I could have a heart attack.
Wrinkles the Clown, the documentary. You can check it out. We've got to take a break. Back with more. Here is Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
or you might make incontinence happen faster. Today, we've got 40% chance of seeing some showers after 4 p.m. Highs around 70 degrees. Then for tonight, 20% chance of showers, thunderstorms, cloudy and gradually becoming clear. Lows around 41. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 54. And Thursday, sunny, highs near 58 degrees. It is 47 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
The guys at the Brass Horn are ready for fall. When you're ready to put together a wardrobe to reflect your personality, you have to stop in the Brass Horn and check out all of their amazing new fall merchandise. The Brass Horn always offers high-quality brand names in menswear. The Brass Horn is the premier men's store for Central Illinois with new fall fashions for the man who prefers big city style and small-town service. No matter what you're looking for, dress pants, sportswear, sweaters, ties, belts, shoes. Visit the Brass Horn in downtown Decatur at 108 East Prairie.
On Monday, November 4th from 8 to 5, Jurger Pediatric Dentistry is holding their annual Halloween candy buyback as part of Operation Enduring Support, an organization that sends care packages to our troops overseas. Bring your unopened Halloween candy to Jurger Pediatric Dentistry and they'll pay you $1 per pound of candy, up to 5 pounds per child. Give back to the troops and earn some dough in return. See you on Monday, November 4th at Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, 2101 North Main in Decatur. Adult must be present.
We inherit a lot of traits from our parents, like freckles, our hairline, or our eye color. But did you know your risk for cataracts can also be inherited? Cataracts develop gradually over time, so you may not be aware you have them. If you notice your vision has become cloudier, schedule a consultation at Gailey Eye Clinic. We offer two techniques in cataract surgery to help restore clarity to your vision. Learn more about cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
Hello, this is Peggy Myers, Senior Vice President of Hickory Point Bank. Make your dream of homeownership a reality with Hickory Point Bank. Our experienced team of mortgage lenders will provide assistance every step of the way. We offer a full range of mortgage loan options for first-time homebuyers, including FHA and VA loans, as well as down payment assistance programs. Stop by, call, or visit us online at hickorypointbank.com for your mortgage loan. All loans subject to credit approval. See lender for details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. Coming up the bottom of the hour, not only will we check in with Mark Tupper, we'll also give away tickets to see Brad Underwood, the Fighting Illini head coach, will be in town Thursday night, thanks to Miller Lite and the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. Where did I have an email? Yeah, they got a big Bears cooler they're giving away.
Ooh.
I mean, it's got the Miller Lite, like with the and the 100-year kind of Bears NFL celebration. And they'll have other stuff to give away as well. So check it out. You can be there. Tickets are free, but you have to have a ticket to get in.
Mm-hmm. Are we giving some away today?
We are. It's what I just said and saying. At the bottom of the hour, when we head into news, we'll give some of those away.
Right.
And more throughout the show here today. I think Brad Underwood's a blast. He's just one of those kind of outspoken, you know, in a world where we kind of live with the sports cliche, which has become kind of like players and managers that just sort of give you the, hey, you know, we got to win one game at a time and I'm just happy to be here sort of speeches. I think the guy is pretty fresh and it's always a lot of fun. You get a chance to get an autograph, get a picture, come on out. That's why we limited the number of tickets, you know, so you can have that intimate experience. I think you'll enjoy it. So come on out to the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel with your tickets and listen up. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be giving away some more. Here's an equation you're really going to like. It all adds up to big savings. Let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $800 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until October 27th, you can even get $250 back when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get Internet now with up to 100 Mbps download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/save big, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. Internet offer ends 10/27/19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, term, regular rates apply. Mobile savings compared to Verizon and AT&T plans. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed. You were trying to check me on my car situation? It's a Dodge Durango Citadel. Citron's a vodka.
I was thinking that didn't sound right.
Yes. It's a version of the Dodge Durango.
Nice.
Yeah. And they are, they've got a V6, 3.6 liter V6 engine, but they got some giddy up. We'll be taking it out to Scareport this weekend for our Charlie 10. We have like 3 Halloween events left in the Charlie 10. Is that right?
Yep. And then the Charlie 10 is done.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Couple more weeks. What?
Yeah, we've got this, the Scareport. We have our Newhoff night for Boo at the Zoo, which is always the best night.
Yeah.
And then we have the Halloween bash at the Devon.
Okay. Did we take the Charlie 10 off the website?
No.
We didn't?
No.
Where is it?
Hang on.
Oh, there. It's in its own box. I was looking in the promo reel at the bottom. It's not on the
promo.
Yeah,
no, we had to move it so that we could keep it, but.
Yeah. All right. So we started with Fido Scurry, right, which was September 7th. We did cram a lot into like a very short window.
Yeah, we did.
And then we were out at the Ron English Decatur Pop Mart,
mm-hmm.
and the D-Town Throwdown, and then the Harry Potter Fest, and the Platinum Rock Legends at the Devon. That was actually the last official show of the year. Then we went to the Apple Pork Festival in Clinton and the Decatur Pride Fest.
I just realized Scareport's missing on there.
Yeah, it is. So Scareport, Boo at the Zoo, and the Halloween Bash at the Devon are our last ones. Now, the Halloween Bash at the Devon, we have our own VIP area for Nowdecatur.com. So we'll have 40 tickets to give away for that. And you told me, like, right, if you come in costume, you have a chance to win season tickets for 2020?
Yeah. How cool is that? They're doing a costume contest. You can win season tickets.
So we'll be at Scareport this Saturday, and then the following week we'll be at Boo at the Zoo on Friday night, and then the Halloween Bash at the Devon on Saturday.
Yep.
And then we wrap up our Charlie 10. And then Halloween will be that actual next week, right?
Yes.
And so what are we doing on the show? I would like to have some fun with that.
Okay.
It's a Thursday. Halloween falls on a Thursday. And I told you, right, that the law enforcement training center is going to be handing out candy to kids that night?
Yes.
That's I can't imagine a safer environment.
Couldn't be any safer.
For your family and kids.
Their cadets are going to have stations all over. And so the kids, it's not like one place and, you know, they can
go. No, but how cool for mom and dad just to be able to go out and see that place. Most people don't get a chance to see.
Yeah, this is the one chance you have to. I mean, really, it's cool. It's really cool. So they'll have all these different stations set up. The cadets will be giving out candy and having a lot of fun.
I love the way that they do things in the community. I mean, they're here training. They're here from all mm-hmm. over the place. But they've done, like, blood drives, and they've worked with, like, Special Olympic athletes.
Yeah.
And they've done things in the community, even though they're here for a very specific purpose.
Yes.
You know, they've invited the community to be a part of that and then helping and giving back, which I think is really cool. It's also a great lesson for the cadets.
It's a fantastic lesson.
About community policing and being involved and doing things, because these are people who are going to be police officers and sheriff's deputies all over the Midwest. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. They're going to be doing that Halloween night. What time does that start? It starts at, hang on 1 second. I'm pulling up the flyer as we speak.
Me too.
6 to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
So the police recruits are going to be handing out candy at multiple locations across the Academy campus. And that's that big, everybody thinks it's a hotel. It's not. Right out there on Rotary Way, right? You turn in like just like the same way you go to Rotary Park.
It looks like there's some apartment buildings out there. Yeah. Those are actually dormitories.
Yes.
It's a beautiful, amazing campus. It really is.
Yeah. So check it out. That's Halloween night. So there's no shortage of things to do for my favorite holiday of the year.
It really has become your favorite holiday.
I love it. It's always been my favorite holiday.
I still have to get a coffee.
Even as a kid. Yeah, you procrastinate. That's your problem. We'll take a break for stories and news. Mark Tupper coming up next. Stay tuned.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. Anyone looking for a safe place to trick-or-treat this Halloween is welcome to visit the Macon County Law Enforcement Training Center at 1095 West Rotary Way. The current recruit class will be giving out candy at multiple locations on its campus from 6 to 8 p.m. The University of Illinois and the University of Nebraska have partnered with Irish American Events Limited for a Week Zero football game at Aviva Stadium in Dublin, Ireland on August 28, 2021. The University of Illinois, our football program, our alumni and fans, and the entire Fighting Illini family are in for a once-in-a-lifetime experience on the Emerald Isle, said U of I Director of Athletics Josh Whitman. The teams will travel to Dublin earlier that week to practice and acclimate to the different time zone, as well as enjoy various cultural experiences. Travel and hospitality packages are now available, and you can get more information and secure your game tickets by visiting Illini2Ireland.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Joe Biden's son is defending his work with companies in Ukraine and China, something President Trump once investigated in those countries. Hunter Biden tells ABC he didn't foresee the political implications.
Did I make a mistake? Well, maybe in the grand scheme of things, yeah. But did I make a mistake based upon some unethical lapse? Absolutely not.
He says he will not work for any foreign-owned company if his father's elected president. Former Fort Worth, Texas police officer Aaron Dean is free on bond this morning, charged with the Tatiana Jefferson's murder.
She was playing video games with her nephew when Dean and another officer were sent to do a welfare check because her front door was open at 2 a.m. Police have released the officer's body cam video. Dean was not heard identifying himself as an officer on that video, and the interim police chief said there was no sign either officer who responded even knocked on the front door.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
The HSHS St. Mary's Hospital Cancer Care Center is fighting back against breast cancer during the month of October by raising awareness during the annual Real Men Wear Pink campaign. By partnering with local high school sports teams, the Real Men Wear Pink campaign raises awareness and encourages early screening for all women. And you can support the cause by talking with the women in your life about how early detection of breast cancer can save lives. Think pink all fall during HSHS St. Mary's Hospital's Real Men Wear Pink campaign.
The guys at the Brass Horn are ready for fall. When you're ready to put together a wardrobe to reflect your personality, you have to stop in the Brass Horn and check out all of their amazing new fall merchandise. The Brass Horn always offers high-quality, brand names in menswear. The Brass Horn is the premier men's store for Central Illinois with new fall fashions for the man who prefers big city style and small-town service. No matter what you're looking for, dress pants, sportswear, sweaters, ties, belts, shoes. Visit the Brass Horn in downtown Decatur at 108 East Prairie.
We inherit a lot of traits from our parents, like freckles, our hairline, or our eye color. But did you know your risk for cataracts can also be inherited? Cataracts develop gradually over time, so you may not be aware you have them. If you notice your vision has become cloudier, schedule a consultation at Gailey Eye Clinic. We offer two techniques in cataract surgery to help restore clarity to your vision. Learn more about cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
Throw it!
Today, you got a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m., increasing clouds and a high near 69 tonight. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 o'clock, mostly cloudy, then becoming mostly clear with a low of 41 tomorrow, sunshine and a high near 54.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. Time now for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with the Cardinals. Virtually, almost eliminated. The odds are, 36 out of 37 championship series. You don't come back from a 3-0 loss.
It's hard, you know, after last night's result, and it was the Washington Nationals 8, the Cardinals 1. It's not impossible to come all the way back down 3-0, but it is a sort of Mount Everest-sized mountain. The Cardinals are now faced with climbing, and we've always said the mission in postseason baseball is to get in and then get hot, and that works. And maybe it's as simple as that the Nationals are the team that got in and is really hot. They are smoking hot right now. There's no doubt about that. But anyone who's watched the Cardinals this season knows that this team is simply not playing the brand of sharp baseball that we saw, you know, for 6 months. And it goes beyond the silent bats. This was a very good defensive team during the season. In fact, it's really one of the reasons that they that they made this improvement from 2018 to 19, and it has not been a good defensive team in this postseason. There had to be an audible groan throughout Cardinal Nation last night when Marcell Ozuna saw the ball pop out of his glove trying to make a sliding catch against Anthony Rendon. You know, one of the great mysteries in the baseball universe is how in the world did Marcell Ozuna win a gold glove with the Marlins? I know Cardinal fans talk about that a lot because he has not looked anything like that since he came to St. Louis. The Nationals broke through with just an agonizing four-run inning in the third off Jack Flaherty. Howie Kendricks, he has hit the ball like a wild man all year, so it's not like this guy's all of a sudden hot here. He's been good all year, but he's been special in the postseason. Last night, three doubles, three RBIs, drove in two during that inning. And while the Cardinals did get seven hits, and that's certainly a step in the right direction, they also struck out 16 times last night, 12 against Washington starter Steven Strasburg. It is just frustrating when your team charges into a postseason series playing a certain way and then fails to look anything like that once that series starts to unfold. The Nationals can complete the sweep tonight in Washington when they send left-hander Patrick Corbin against Dakota Hudson. That's a 7:05 first pitch there. You know, as bad as it is, one Redbird win, a win tonight, would make this really difficult job feel a little more realistic. Then all of a sudden you're sort of rationalizing, okay, win one more in the road, then come home. But it is very, very difficult to do. In the American League Championship Series, that series tied one game apiece. Game three today in New York, that's a 3:08 start this afternoon. Houston sends Garrett Cole to the mound. You talk about people being hot. That guy is out of his mind. And that will be a tough job for the Yankees to get after him. So, I don't know. We'll cross our fingers and see what happens.
All right. On the other side of the break, we'll talk about the Illini with Mark Tupper. It's brought to you by JustRightEating.com.
On Monday, November 4th, from 8 to 5, Jurger Pediatric Dentistry is holding their annual Halloween candy buyback as part of Operation Enduring Support, an organization that sends care packages to our troops overseas. Bring your unopened Halloween candy to Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, and they'll pay you $1 per pound of candy, up to 5 pounds per child. Give back to the troops and earn some dough in return. See you on Monday, November 4th, at Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, 2101 North Main in Decatur. Adult must be present.
Back here with Mark Tupper. All right, the Illini.
Well, they announced yesterday they're going to play this season opener in 2021 in Dublin, Ireland, against Nebraska. And that is that's kind of interesting. It reminded me that 30 years ago, Illinois never played a football game outside the United States, by the way. 30 years ago, they were going to play Southern Cal in Russia. And John Makovic was the head coach. And John Makovic went over there on a kind of a fact-finding mission to make sure everything was in order, the facilities were right, and all that kind of stuff. And he came back and said, that is a mess. The facilities are horrible. It's not safe. There's no freaking way I'm taking my team to Russia to play over there. And so they pulled the plug on that. In fact, we were set to go, the Herald and View, to cover this thing. And instead, they huddled up with ABC, I believe it was ABC, who had the Monday Night Football contract at the time. And Monday Night Football, this was, they decided, let's look at that Labor Day Monday, because Monday Night Football was not going to begin until the following Monday. And they had an open date, and they said, well, let's just do like a Monday Night Football college version, Illinois versus USC at the LA Coliseum. And I went out and covered that game, and they played that game there. And so that was the so-called Russia game that never happened. Now here we are. And, you know, Aer Lingus is involved with the Irish government in trying to put together a tourism package of five games, five college football games. Notre Dame will play Navy next season, and then Illinois will play Nebraska August 28th, 2021. You know, is this a good thing for Illinois? They have to give up a home game in order to do it, but they're receiving some financial consideration to make that square. You know, you look at what kind of a team is Illinois going to have in 2021. Well, right now, we know they're not very good, and they have 13 seniors on this team. Next year, they will have either 25 or 26 seniors. Next year will be their quote, good team, if there is such a thing. But that 2021 season is going to be, I think, year one of another complete rebuild, and you're going over there against Nebraska. Now, when Nebraska came to Champaign this year, we were reminded how well that team travels, maybe better than any team in college football. They sold out every hotel in Champaign. They had people staying in Effingham to come over here and see that game. And this is not a real good Nebraska team. But they will buy up a ton of tickets. And even if Illinois is, you know, isn't projected to be very good, there'll be a number of Illinois people who will use this as an excuse to go to Ireland, and more power to them. Go over there and see that game. Anyhow, that's what they're going to do. They haven't worked out the TV arrangements yet, but it will be in what they're calling week zero, which means this is before the rest of the college football group begins their season. So Illinois will be on a platform that sort of puts them out there. That can be good, but it can also be bad when everybody looks and says, man, Illinois is still lousy. And so we'll see what happens when they go to Ireland in 2021.
All right, my friend, have a great day, and we will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. You can find out about those packages in our story at nodicator.com. Ireland's great. Dublin's great.
Oh, I would go back tomorrow. It's one.
But, me too, but I don't know that if I had to spend an afternoon, it would be watching the Illini play football while I'm there.
No.
I love Dublin, but we traveled all over Ireland for 7 days. It's a great place.
It is amazing.
The people are just wonderful.
The people are wonderful. The sights are beautiful. It is a beautiful country, period.
It really is.
The food.
All right. Coming up, Mike Claiborne, there's one team who has come back after being down 3-0, and that would be the 2004 Boston Red Sox. Do you remember that?
That was exciting to watch.
Okay, but do you remember what else happened after that?
Yes.
No. Do you remember what happened after it?
Was there an F-bomb thrown?
I'm talking about after in the World Series.
Oh, yeah. You mean they lost?
No.
Jeez. I don't know.
Okay, stop there. And I'll go ahead and just do this.
Take a break?
No. I'm going to explain what I've been trying to get you to, like, not be in the way of for 30 seconds. The year that they did this was 2004. They were down 3-0 to the Yankees. They came back and they won 4 straight. And then they swept the Cardinals in the World Series 4-0, which means they won 8 games in a row in 2004. They had to come back, win 4 against the Yankees in a row, and then went on and swept the Cardinals in 4 games at the World Series. So they won 8 games in a row.
So you're saying it's possible.
Yeah, it's happened, so it's possible. Even if it hadn't happened, it's still possible.
Mm-hmm.
Until you mathematically lose, it's still possible. I'm not expecting it. I don't think that there's anybody that would show. I mean, although our pitching has been pretty good, I don't know why you would think that the bats are all of a sudden going to come alive and then stay alive beyond that 13-run game to get out of Atlanta. I just don't know. Mike Claiborne might have some insight. We'll talk to him on the other side of the break. I'll also take the first 5 callers at 875-1340 if you want tickets to see Brad Underwood Thursday night, courtesy of Miller Lite and the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel at 875-1340. Give us a call right now and just tell Lindsay how many tickets you need. We'll set you up. And when we get back, the Redbird Report. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Corn growers faced a lot of challenges in 2019. It's time for a fresh start. Switch up your corn rootworm management in 2020 and control more insects, get healthier corn plants, and gain higher yield potential. Rotate your trait technology to AgriSure Duracade. When you rotate your thinking and your strategy to AgriSure Duracade, you get a unique mode of action, a must for effective long-term management. And the AgriSure Duracade trait has both EU and China market approval. Talk to your local seed reseller now to make the smart switch for 2020.
The guys at the Brass Horn are ready for fall. When you're ready to put together a wardrobe to reflect your personality, you have to stop in the Brass Horn and check out all of their amazing new fall merchandise. The Brass Horn always offers high-quality brand names in menswear. The Brass Horn is the premier men's store for Central Illinois with new fall fashions for the man who prefers big city style and small-town service. No matter what you're looking for, dress pants, sportswear, sweaters, ties, belts, shoes. Visit the Brass Horn in downtown Decatur at 108 East Prairie.
On Monday, November 4th from 8 to 5, Jurger Pediatric Dentistry is holding their annual Halloween candy buyback as part of Operation Enduring Support, an organization that sends care packages to our troops overseas. Bring your unopened Halloween candy to Jurger Pediatric Dentistry and they'll pay you $1 per pound of candy, up to 5 pounds per child. Give back to the troops and earn some dough in return. See you on Monday, November 4th at Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, 2101 North Main in Decatur. Adult must be present.
We inherit a lot of traits from our parents, like freckles, our hairline, or our eye color. But did you know your risk for cataracts can also be inherited? Cataracts develop gradually over time, so you may not be aware you have them. If you notice your vision has become cloudier, schedule a consultation at Gailey Eye Clinic. We offer two techniques in cataract surgery to help restore clarity to your vision. Learn more about cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne, brought to you by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry on WSOY Decatur.
Good morning and welcome back to the Tuesday, October 15th edition of Byers & Company. Mike Claiborne has been with us all year long with the Redbird Report presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. You know, we can talk about the math. We can talk about the Vegas odds. We can talk about what it would take to come back down 3-0 to win all this. But your thoughts this morning, bats have got to come to life. Our pitching hasn't been that bad, but a frustrating series for Cardinals fans.
I think frustrating is a good start. What's going on? It hasn't gone well at all. Let's face it. The offense has been non-existent. Last night we saw a couple of defensive chinks in the armor. You know, bullpen for the first time really wasn't as good as it needed to be. So, you know, it's a combination of things. But, you know, at this point, Brian, you don't worry about winning the series. You just worry about winning the next inning. And then the inning after that, and the inning after that, and you hope that by the end of the game, you won more innings than Washington. Because if you think any further, then you're doing yourself a disservice because, you know, the urgency is now.
Yeah, but is it possible to do that at this level, or do people just give up? Is there still fight left in this team? I mean, when you look at the 37 years, it's happened one time, you know, in 2004 with the Red Sox and the Yankees. Almost insurmountable odds, you would think. Is it easy to stay focused just on this game today?
I don't think you have a choice. I think I saw Mike Schilt last night after the game. I said, well, you got them right where you want them. I mean, you just have to go in and just play. You know, I think one of the things that's important here is you have to have what I call a professional effort. You have to show up. This is your job. This is what you do. This is what you're expected to do. This is why you're paid the money you are. It's in like any other profession. Just like you, you may not feel like you're having a good show, but you have to show up tomorrow and turn in a professional effort. And I think that's what this team has to do. And it's really coming down to this. Just do your job. Don't worry about what the other guy's doing. Don't worry about what the lineup says. Just do your job. And if you do that, you have a fighting chance. If it's happened once, it can happen again.
Yeah, there's no doubt. But people forget that Red Sox team went on to sweep the Cardinals in four games in the World Series. They won eight in a row, which is there. How do you feel overall, though? I mean, we're back in the thick of things. You know, we had a great last half of the season. You know, it seems like we're not that far off to being exactly what we need to be. You know, I know we had, you know, a little time out of the playoffs. But for Cardinal fans, I mean, we have to have realistic expectations as well. I mean, we're here in the National League Championship Series.
Yeah, you're right. And that's something, you know, I felt like we could win the division. You know, I think you and I talked about that at the beginning. But once you get a taste of the winning around, you say, well, why not us? Why can't we continue? Well, you know, it's not working that way. And then what happens is you start thinking about why aren't we doing better? You know, who's the fault? I'm not sure if there's one person, but I think you have to look at your roster and say, all right, how are we going to get to the next level next year? What do we need? Who are we going to move? And, you know, what can we do? And I think that's something that's going through the minds of a lot of people now, because when you strike out 16 times in a game, that ought to tell you that maybe you got some holes in your approach as far as offense is concerned. There were a couple of plays last night that weren't charged as errors that should have been. And you have to ask yourself your question about, all right, who do you want to bring back? And, you know, how can we be better in defensively? So, you know, it's just one of those situations now where you just have to you can't worry about next year. As I said, you have to worry about the next at bat, the next inning. But, you know, there's obviously got to be some things done differently for next year.
Yeah. I always have worried about the bats going quiet. I mean, this seems to be the cardinal way these days. You know, you score 13 runs, and it's almost like a guaranteed jinx. You're not doing anything the next three or four games.
Well, we've scored two since then. And, you know, one of the other things is, you know, we have a terrible record after a day off. We're well under 500, and, you know, while people may need the rest and everything, there's a problem resetting the I don't know how you fix that at this late stage, because your season is on the verge of elimination if you don't do something tonight. But, you know, it's one of those deals where this inconsistency offense, Brian, has been with us since day one. I mean, this isn't – yeah, I tip my cap to the Washington pitching staff. But this offense has had problems since day one. They set a record as far as the strikeouts in a season, as far as the team is concerned. And there just hasn't been any consistency. We've seen Goldschmidt and Ozuna get hot for, what, three games against Atlanta in the entire year. Dexter Fowler has gone AWOL. This is a guy who really kind of helped jumpstart the offense at one point. He's got two hits since the end of September. So, you know, when you look at those sort of things, it's concerning. These are veterans. These are guys that you pay a lot of money to. These are the guys you think can pull you through it. And now that they don't have a good firm hold on the rope, nobody else does.
Great stuff, Mike, as always. Hopefully we're talking next week, and hopefully that we've got a miracle on our hands. And if not, we'll be recapping the season and looking ahead to 2020. Mike Claiborne.
Well, Ryan, I got nothing else to do next Tuesday, so I'm looking forward to talking to you.
All right, my friend. Enjoy your time and best of luck. And, you know, who knows? But he's absolutely right. They got to go out and play today. Just that's the only focus. You win today, all of a sudden the pressure shifts back a little bit, and they're thinking to themselves, well, you know, all we got to do is win one out of the next three.
Mm-hmm.
You get another one there in Washington, and then all of a sudden you got to come back to Busch Stadium for two games.
Oh.
It's possible. I'd love to see them win both games just so we can send some more people to see a game.
Yes.
Courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds with the Nauticator.com ticket window. That's my hope. I'd love to see a World Series. Don't get me wrong. But I think if you go from 2-3 years not even being in the postseason to get to the National League Championship Series, you got to be realistic as a Cardinals fan, too. There's a lot of teams that would take that any day of the week. But the way we're losing is just, you watch these games, you keep thinking, where's that magic? You know, where's that damn squirrel? Where's that rally? You know, and it's just whiff, 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 whiff. But I'm a realistic sports fan. I don't have the fanatic part of the fan down. It's why I'm not too angry at LeBron James. It's why I'm not too, I mean, I don't, at the end of the day, you guys are just paid athletes.
You don't live and die on this.
No, you just,
yeah.
Dangerous, by the way, is what those protesters are facing. Context, folks. They're there, giving you a good year. Can't win a World Series every year.
No. And, hey, we made it back to the postseason.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, I'll give you away some more Brad Underwood tickets to the first four callers at 875-1340. If you want a pair of tickets to see the coach Thursday night, doors open at 5, program starts at 6 with Mark and Tim. And get a chance to get an autograph, hear about the upcoming Illini basketball season. Call us right now at 875-1340, 875-1340, and tell Lindsay how many tickets you need for Thursday night. She'll set you up. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
We've got a 40% chance we could see some showers, thunderstorms after 4 p.m. today. Highs near 70 degrees. Then for tonight, 20% chance we'll see some showers, cloudy, and lows around 41 for your Wednesday. Partly sunny, highs near 54. And Thursday, sunny, highs near 58. It is 48 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll. And we're with you on the tarmac or terrain in the 2019 RAV4. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to 8 and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go. Toyota.
Get 0% APR for 60 months on a new 2019 Highlander. Or get $3,000 customer cash on Highlander. Offers end November 4th. Toyota.
Let's go places.
0% APR financing for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed on approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. Does not include taxes, license, title, registration fees, and dealer fees. Does not include college, grad, or military rebate. Varies by region. See dealer for details. Offers end 11-4-9.
It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. One in four women and one in seven men 18 years or older in the United States have been the victim of severe physical violence by an intimate partner in their lifetime. The National Domestic Hotline has answered over 3 million calls from victims of relationship abuse. Does your partner control what you do, who you see, who you talk to? Do they slap, push, and choke you? Everyone deserves a healthy relationship. Call for help today at 1-800-799-SAFE. Brought to you by the SIU Center for Family Medicine in Decatur, providing family health care to our community.
The guys at the Brass Horn are ready for fall. When you're ready to put together a wardrobe to reflect your personality, you have to stop in the Brass Horn and check out all of their amazing new fall merchandise. The Brass Horn always offers high-quality, brand names in menswear. The Brass Horn is the premier men's store for Central Illinois with new fall fashions for the man who prefers big city style and small-town service. No matter what you're looking for, dress pants, sportswear, sweaters, ties, belts, shoes. Visit the Brass Horn in downtown Decatur at 108 East Prairie.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, we were at the WSOY MCA Challenge yesterday. I'm not quite sure why Matt always acts like we're going through, like torture.
Torture, yeah.
Don't know. Been doing this for 2 years. And you would think that, like, every Monday is like this, like, I don't know, like we're in a black site in Syria or something. It was tough. I had a 500 and... I don't know, 502, 520, something like that, calorie burn. Austin's always tough. But fair. Video's up on nowdecatur.com. And we did some cardio, which I liked, although I did bring the wrong shoes. I had two pairs with me, though.
I think that's smart.
I know people go, what do you mean? Like, well, I have shoes that are, like, good for, like, lifting, like, mm-hmm. and having balance and all that.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of cushion on the bottom.
They're not good for running.
They're not good for running.
So I had two pairs. So I had to do a quick switch. And I love the roam. I love rowing.
Yeah, I normally love it.
Isn't that our challenge this week?
It is. I got a little...
Yeah, now tell me, first of all, you act like the machine did this.
No. We had to do 50 rows. Like, it wasn't meters that we had to do. We just had to do 50... rows or whatever
as fast as you could, which people were not necessarily doing.
They were not, but yeah. I was gonna.
Yes.
So I got on that bad boy and start sprinting.
Yeah.
And I don't know if my butt lifted up, but basically the seat went forward without my butt on it. So I just
You could rephrase that. Your butt went backwards without the seat under it.
It was like I was rowing and then just the seat went like I just
flew off on
flew
its own.
Off on its own, yes. Yeah, no. So my rear end went down on the metal track.
Yeah.
Hard.
Which means you didn't have a good, you weren't seated properly
to
begin
with. I like
to
think that I'm light as a feather and just flew right off.
That's probably what happened.
That's what it was. But yeah, I'm basically looked like my rear end kind of looks like a highway. Like there's two lanes and a center lane, like with the bruising. Like just imagine. A two-lane highway.
All right. Well, there you have it. And listen, I'm not going to... That invites all kinds of commentary and jokes, and I'm not going anywhere near any of them.
I'm like, how did this even happen? I'm just... It hurt.
Yeah.
And it was awkward to try to get off of my rear off the rack.
It's awkward to put your rear on the rack on a rowing machine.
Oh,
I don't know how
ridiculous.
Often that happens. All right. Anyway, video's up at nowdecatur.com. Check it out. The WSOY MCA Challenge is... we're starting to wind down, and we'll have our eventual winner. Taking a break for stories and news. Back with more after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. The University of Illinois and the University of Nebraska have partnered with Irish American Events Limited for a Week Zero football game at Aviva Stadium in Dublin, Ireland on August 28th, 2021. The University of Illinois, our football program, our alumni and fans, and the entire Fighting Illini family are in for a once-in-a-lifetime lifetime experience on the Emerald Isle, said U of I Director of Athletics Josh Whitman. The teams will travel to Dublin earlier that week to practice and acclimate to the different time zone, as well as enjoy various cultural experiences. Travel and hospitality packages are now available, and you can get more information and secure your game tickets by visiting IlliniToIreland.com. With the fall season upon us and temperatures dropping, it's that time of year where furnaces come on for the first time in over 5 or 6 months. Air King's lead.